Well, first and foremost, I mean, the fact that I'm standing here on a Wednesday during playoff week doesn't you know, it's not where I want to be. Don't take that personally. But very challenging season for us. You know, the 2013 season, T93, as we reference ourselves. When I look back on it, I think of a group of men that just kept fighting. You know, the adversity that we went through as a team, and able to come out with the NFC North Division crown, have the home playoff game here. I think, with that being said, we have to congratulate our fans, particularly not only for just Sunday's atmosphere and just the way they always support our football team. I thought Lambeau Field was an unbelievable sight with the weather and the atmosphere. When you see the orange in the stands, you know it's playoff time in Green Bay. So I just want to thank the fans for that. But with that, we have a lot of work to do. We're in day three of our evaluation process. I've spent Monday and Tuesday going through exit interviews with every player on our football team, all the way through even with the practice squad members. Today we'll actually start with the coaching staff, and frankly just getting back to evaluating the game Sunday in the last couple of games we have to clean up. So, and then we'll get into staff evaluations and push through that. So it's a very comprehensive time. A lot of information flies around at this point. A lot of things said the last 2 days, very informative, emotional. But frankly, when I look back at this season, that the tough times, you know, particularly when we were on that, you know, that streak of losing games, a lot of information about the people, your program, really comes out during that time. So it was a great learning experience for me, both in a positive and in a challenging way. So with that, we will take our information and we'll do everything that we need to do as we push forward to next season. So with that, I'll take your questions.
So, Mike, what were the things you learned from that time?
What time?
The time
Monday,
started.
Tuesday, or what?
No, from the time when you were losing all those
games. Well, I mean, I'm not going to get into specifics of conversations and this and that, but I think when adversity hits, you know, people go one way or the other. So a lot of it was good, some of it wasn't so good. So and with that, when you set a path, and particularly with the program, it's about the program. Everybody has to buy into the program, and when you do that, you're able to get through times like we were able to get through this year. So, but also, you know, things show up that you may not think were there, and you know, with that, it just gives you more information, gives you more of an opportunity to grow, and because this thing that, you know, you don't line up and say, hey, you know, that's why. You know, I'm jumping off to people say this feels like 2010. See, it didn't feel like 2010 to me at all this year. Because I mean, it's a totally different year, totally different circumstances. It'll be totally different next year. So, but it's important to keep, you know, staying on top of your culture, because culture is a moving target. Culture never stays the same. It's either going one way or the other, and you have to stay in tune with that, particularly the key people. In the culture, you know, whether it's the leaders or the followers or the young men that are trying to lead more. I was really impressed with our young players, extremely impressed with our young players and the conversation that went on the second day. So, because we had 2 years and under on Tuesday, yesterday, and it's just the way they've grown and the things that they've seen. So, with that, it gives us a chance to get better, and we will get better.
Mike, do you expect Dom Capers to be back as your defensive coordinator next
year? No, once again, you know, we're not even 72 hours away from the game, okay? Dom Capers is an outstanding football coach. No one will be evaluated today. And we'll go through just like we did last year. You guys did this to me last year, okay? And I don't, you know, I'm not going into this thing looking to make big changes. But I'll tell you one thing. When I go through this process, there's things that you really like about your program. It's important to capulate them and make sure you're able to project them into the future and the things, because that's not going to stay the same either. And there's things that you don't really like or you feel need to get better. And with those areas, you know, we'll either change, we'll adjust, we're emphasizing those in those particular things. And that's what the process we're going through right now. I think Dom Capers is an outstanding football coach, and I'm glad he's on our staff.
Mike, when are you going to do those evaluations?
No, over the next couple of weeks.
Over the next couple of weeks?
Next couple of weeks, yes.
Okay. Mike, do you anticipate being able to retain the guys you want to retain? There's a lot of interest in reports out there that Ben's a candidate, reportedly interviewing today for head coaching job, offensive coordinator.
I mean, this is that time of year. You know, Ben McAdoo, and I think we have a very talented coaching staff. I would anticipate interest, throughout. Ben McAdoo in particular, I mean, he's prepared himself for opportunities potentially that are out there. I think the world of Ben, have been with Ben a long time, and have seen him, diligently prepare himself to move forward. So whatever opportunities that do come by, he'll do a phenomenal job.
So, Mike, so what are some of those things that you liked about the program that you were referencing and some things you didn't like and want to change?
Well, I think it's important to, recognize that, you got to recognize the people. We top to bottom, our football operations, I mean, obviously our whole organization, but the football operations is really the things that we're looking at right now. Closely. I mean, we have a lot of quality people, and I think it gives you a chance to get through tough times. And that was evident throughout the whole time, particularly that stretch here from the Chicago game on. So, but it's like anything. There's a lot of opinions. A lot of people have a lot of things to say. A lot of emotion involved, particularly when you sit down and talk to players and coaches. 24, 48 hours after the game. So. I've been through this process a number of times. I forget particularly what year it was. We'll meet with the coaching staff today. We'll rank all the players on offense, rank all the players on defense, and then we'll go through the film evaluation a month later, and we'll rank all the guys on offense, and you'll rank all the guys on defense. And it's interesting to see how much those rankings change. So it happens. We're human. So it's important to go back and continue to evaluate, take the emotion out of it, clear thinking, make sure we're in line with the personnel department. We're all seeing it the same way, as we move into the off season.
Mike, is this team too reliant on Aaron Rodgers being healthy and productive? And second part of that, did they in any way lose collective confidence when he went from Seneca to Scott to Matt?
Well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers arguably is the best player in the National Football League. So to say if you're too reliant on you, I mean, it depends on how which side of the fence you want to look at it. I mean, does he make a difference on a football team? Absolutely. I think that's stating the obvious. He makes a difference, not only when he walks on the field on Sunday, but when he's involved in the meetings, as a starting quarterback, when he's practicing, the energy, the ability, the experience, the attitude that he brings to the practice field. So clearly he makes a difference when he plays. How many teams, play with four quarterbacks in a season and win a division championship? So I think we've been the fourth that's happened. So, it was definitely a challenge. Was our confidence challenge? Absolutely, it was a challenge. But that's part of the evaluation you have to go back and look at. Who stepped up during those times? Who stepped up when Seneca was in there? Who stepped up when Scott played and Matt? Those are things you have to make sure you go back and look at and make sure that's part of your evaluation.
Mike, you went through the season. Did you learn anything about injuries and how, it's the third time in 4 years? Do you think you understood anything more about why this is happening to you?
No. I mean, it's injuries is a moving target. It's part of the game. Everything we do from a training standpoint, you look at our facilities, the way our players are cared for, the nutrition, the practice structure now. I mean, we've made a number of adjustments in favor of helping us be a more healthy football team, and we didn't get that done. So, I think really at the end of the day, you have to look at the individual more, look at how the injury happened, the timing of the injury, and just stay in tune with that, because once again, when you put those injuries on a spreadsheet, which I've seen the spreadsheet, and I think we're somewhere fifth or sixth in the league for most injuries this year. You have to you have to look further. You know, I tell our football team all the time, and because it happens to me in here all the time, you know, statistics to me are for losers. You know, people that sit there and hug on statistics, whether it's even when they're positive, you know, if you hug on positive statistics, you know, you have the opportunity to maybe build false confidence, no different than the negative ones. You know, when you look at a statistic, that's the starting point. You have to look inside of it, make sure you have a clear understanding of everything that happened within that statistic. That's the answer. I mean, that's what you're looking for. And, you know, we'll continue to do that. Do I like it? No. It's a challenge. It's a challenge when you're, you know, when you can't get guys to practice. It's a challenge when you got a young football team and the same guys aren't playing together each and every week. And it shows up. And it definitely showed up this year. So, and that's why I go back to, I just give our team such, you know, I'm proud of them. You know, we didn't get the goal. Now, trust me, I'm not sitting there saying I'm happy, because like I said, I'm standing here on a Wednesday at a press conference, but. You know, we didn't hit the target, and we got to find a better way to keep guys healthy, and we'll continue to strive to do that.
You know, Belichick mentioned, it was like a month ago, he thought maybe the CBA and the practice restrictions during training camp in the season, he thought maybe that was to blame. Do you have any?
I'm not going to place blame on anything. We've talked about this before in here. I'm not a fan of the off-season program. I don't like the way it's set up. I think it really doesn't give the young player, you know, the full opportunity to get ready for training camp and what they're getting ready to go through. So I think the stress points of developing your football team have changed, and the timing of hitting that launching point, which is, you know, right at the end of training camp going into the season, is a different challenge. So, and we all have to go through it, but you know, it's not going to change, and we got to find the better training schedule or regimen and a little bit of luck. That we hit that better, because I'll be honest, I wasn't real happy with our football team coming out of training camp. Us not playing very well the first couple weeks, that was no surprise to me. I'm not going to sit here and talk about it after game week one and week two, but you know, I chart the path of our team each and every year. So when I have my notes to go back on, you know, we had guys hurt in training camp this year. You know, we were not hitting on all cylinders. Coming out of training camp, and the prior years I felt we were. You know, we've had fast starts around here, and this year we did not.
Like, fair or unfair, there obviously there's a lot more to it, but you're going to be compared with San Francisco based upon your recent history with them. So in your mind, where does that gap exist, or does it, if you're healthy, there's no gap at all between you and them?
I mean, I'm clearly aware that, you know, we've lost the last four in a row, you know, and really the two playoff games are obviously the most important. And you know, you look at those games, you look what those games have come down to. We have to, this particular one, we have to be better. I mean, we had opportunities throughout that game that we didn't convert. You know, stating the obvious, and you know, the one common thread is, you know, is we haven't stopped the quarterback. The quarterback's had three big games against us with his three opportunities. So, you know, we need to do a better job there. So I think that's the one, you know, the one common thread that jumps out at you. But you know, we had opportunities in special teams, offense and defense, and we didn't get it done.
Yesterday on this radio show with Jason, Aaron mentioned that he thought maybe one window of opportunity was closing, but another one was going to open. I guess he thought maybe there's a chance for another good 4 or 5 year run here. I guess you feel like you're close to going right back on the upswing here again.
Yeah, I mean we're division champs. We have work to do. There's going to be change in our team this year. Has been every year. I mean, the average change of your football teams, what, 20-25%? That will be no different going into this season. As far as windows, I mean, I don't know how you look at our team and the way we're structured and the new economics of the new CBA and what the whole league is going through. And I think that there's a window. I don't see no windows closing.
Where's Jermichael Finley at in his process toward trying to get back?
Really, you know, I haven't seen Jermichael probably about 2 weeks, but I know he's going through rehab. He's spending time. He's splitting his time between here and Minneapolis.
Mike, does Johnny need surgery for his neck?
Jack's Johnny. Talking to Johnny. I talked to Johnny about Monday. He was going to see a second opinion in Chicago. So I have not heard the news of that.
Mike,
Mike, you talked about your young players. Can you expand a little bit more on what Eddie Lacy meant to this football team this year?
I mean, Eddie Lacy is an impact player. I mean, when you have impact players come into your program, obviously it makes a difference. And Eddie definitely did that. So just the way we knew we were going to commit to the run game, I thought the combination of Eddie and James Starks and wish we had Jonathan Franklin to keep that going. It was as good as we've ever had. I know in my time here. So, and Eddie was the lead dog doing that. So I can't say enough about his performance. But really, what's exciting about Eddie is he's green. I mean, he's got a lot to learn. But there's things that he could do much better and just to be in every down back. So I'm not only excited about what he just accomplished as a rookie, but really, moving forward, I think he could be even better.
Mike, can you develop impact players, or do they have to come in ready to be an impact player?
It's easier when they come in, but that's what coaching's about. I mean, you don't get finished products coming out of college. I mean, I know the draft's important and it's hyped more than ever. And I mean, some of the expectations they put on these guys, I sit there and watch that first round, and personally it makes me sick because I just think of the expectations some of these guys come in with. And the reality is it's a big step coming into the NFL. So, and that's where the coaching and the training and the environment, the culture, the locker room, the veterans on how they bring those young players in here, that's all part of them growing and shaping them to – and then we have to give them that opportunity to make an impact.
Mike, you've had impact players in the secondary before, especially in that safety position. How you want to count Charles in that? Do you need another one now?
Well, I mean, just frankly, just talking with the players, there some of them have opinions about that. We need more impact players. We need more players making plays on defense. I think that's stating the obvious. So I feel that. Those guys are here, but do we have more coming in? That's really what the offseason is for.
Do you think you got what you expected out of Morgan Burnett this year?
I'm not ready to give a personal evaluation on anybody. And I understand Morgan's with his new contract and everything, but Morgan Burnett's he's what you want. From ability, approach, and so forth. But he has definitely room to improve.
What about a personal evaluation on you? What did you feel like you did well this year, and where do you feel like maybe we should have done a better job?
I don't know. I mean, that's probably a question for Ted. I'm not really ready to. What did I do? I didn't win the last game, so I didn't do a good enough job.
Well, overall, is this the most challenging season of the year currently?
Clearly, yep. Clearly, most challenging season. I look back at my first year, and there's points, of that season, the first game, 1-4, there's certain points in that season. I felt like I got ran over by a truck, but this year it just seemed like it never stopped. 2010 was different. I could remember sitting there with Ted on Mondays and Tuesdays, and we didn't even, a number of times we didn't even have, 42, 43 players that were going to be ready to play with 46 on Sunday, and we had a number of those this year. But it was just so much change. I thought our special teams was extremely challenged this year with all the change there. So this was clearly the most challenging.
What did you think of the way Bakhtiari played this year, and did he play well enough there that maybe you consider moving Brian back to right tackle, or is that way too far?
Well, David, I mean, I don't think you can ask for more of what David gave us this year. I know Josh Sitton did an excellent job with David. You talk about a left guard and a left tackle, developing that relationship that's critical over there. So, and I know David really appreciates that too. And then that's what you look for from your veterans. But I thought David had a good, solid season for us. And I'm excited about, him growing and, because he's a young man. I mean, he's got a lot of growth in front of him. So, talking to both Derek Sherrard and Brian Bulaga, I told them both that, as we go through this evaluation process, as soon as we decide how we're going to set reps and as far as positions and, the identity, that I'd get back to them. So I don't have an answer for you right now.
About Sunday's game, anything toward the end of that game, now 2 or 3 days later, you're still kind of replaying your mind, your final offensive drive to get first and goal and Randall was the back in the back field, Eddie or Starks, and then that 80-yard drive that they had. Is there a play or two in there that you wish you had back?
I don't know. Why don't you just ask me what you want to ask me? I personally haven't watched the game yet. We're going to do that this afternoon as a staff. You talking about the first and nine call? I mean, Randall called on the first and nine call. I mean, it's the Randall runs that run concept the best of the guys we have. Got the right defense. Seeing this still picture afterwards, you know, I think it was James Jones got the safety. You know, I think it's obvious if you really looked at the play. There was a mistake made by a run blocking unit, so it's a good call. It's a solid call. I get the ball in one of our top playmakers' hands. You know, I expected it to be at the 5-yard line or more, as I anticipate calling the second down call. So I have no problem with that call at all. It's a good call. The defensive drive, I think, really you go to the 2 third downs. You know, the empty pressure where Kaepernick gets out of the pocket. I mean, that's the right call. And it's, you know, and this is a call I wanted because, you know, it was important to keep him in there and decrease the time clock of that play. And he gets out. So, you know, that was obviously a huge play that gave him the first down there. Mike, is there anything else?
No? All right. I don't know if you're going to see this as a hypothetical or not, but at 5-2, Eddie's emerging, Aaron's playing great. Do you think you had maybe one of your best teams this year, and you didn't get to see it be one of your best? I mean, the way your offense was evolving, your defense seemed to be getting it together at that point. Do you think this could have been one of your best teams?
I think it could have been, but I hate doing this because especially because I call the plays. I felt that this was going to be the best offense that we've ever had here. I thought we were going to go past 2011. When we come out of the Minnesota game, I thought we really, really hit our stride because we had, you know, a couple bumps there, and we got the no-huddle offense where it needed to be. We changed a lot of the mechanics from the past. So I felt very, very good about our offense, and our numbers reflected it too. More importantly, our internal numbers are the things that we were trying to get done. And defense was playing very well, you know. So, you know, but the special teams, just we had a lot of change, and I think it kind of caught up to us, you know, down the stretch. But 5-2, I felt very good about our team, yes.
Mike, the way you guys handled Casey Hayward this year, putting him in IR, do you think that should allow him to reset this offseason going into next year and kind of trying to fill his
hands? I think so. I mean, I have an opportunity to talk to Casey. I mean, he's obviously disappointed, frustrated, I mean, the way his season went. I mean, you're talking about it, you know, he led our team in interceptions as a rookie, you know, and that's one of the playmakers that you asked earlier, do we have enough playmakers on defense? I mean, Casey Hayward's a playmaker, and he didn't play for us this year. So, you know, I look for him to get healthy and to come back strong and make an impact next year.
Right, from an offensive standpoint, do you think you're built to be able to win in these games late in the year?
Hell yeah. Don't you think so?
I'm asking.
My goodness, yeah. I mean, I can't even believe you asked me that. I mean, you guys go on me by running the ball forever. We run as good as anybody in the league. We got the best quarterback in football.
Last three playoff games have been kind of
nothing. I put our offense up against anybody's, Tom. You will play anywhere, cold, hot, rain, snow. We're built the right way, is my answer.